A state of emergency has been declared in Nigeria. Christians respond. An underground church in China is again being targeted, and Christians are joining the Advent conspiracy. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There are fresh tensions in Jos, Nigeria, after a call for a state of emergency. A deadly rampage last week targeted Christians in the area following elections that fell in their favor. Thousands more are displaced. Open Doors Carl Muller says it's not over yet.
There are many, many flashpoints along that entire border, and we pray for overall reconciliation between these peoples. We pray that Muslim extremists would not take out their frustration on the Christian community there, and that we pray for Christians to have the peace and patience of the Holy Spirit.
Muller says their teams have been galvanized into action so that the hope of Christ goes forward.
Open Doors has stepped up its work in Nigeria because of the need for restoring the Christian church's presence in those areas, and for the Christians to be encouraged, to let them know that they've not been forgotten, to provide for their most basic needs: food, clothing, shelter, spiritual needs, encouragement, training for pastors, and materials for the rebuilding of their churches.
Meanwhile, Voice of the Martyrs Canada says authorities are targeting the underground church in China. The government's called for elimination of the Chinese House Church Alliance, headed by Pastor Zhang Mingzhuan. He was detained earlier this week, as were 17 church members. Forced to sign documents, believers were later released. Pastor Zhang refused and is still in captivity. China imprisons more Christians than any other country in the world. Pray for God's protection over this pastor. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, last week we told you about a Gospel for Asia missionary who escaped from his captors. Well, now N. Chau Han is telling his story. He was confronted by young Hindu extremists as he was ministering in a nearby village. He was held in a hut for hours. Then they took him to the road to meet the extremist leader. Chau Han asked to use the bathroom. They allowed him to go into the woods. Well, he began to run. While many gave chase, he got away. Thank you for praying. The complete story can be found at our website. Meanwhile, Teen Missions International is an organization that specializes in training and equipping teenagers for the mission field. For 39 years, they've been trying to instill in them a missions vision. Teen Missions president and founder Bob Bland says it's working.
We've taken over 40,000 teenagers to the mission field in those years, and many of those are missionaries now.
They're doing the same in 30 other countries while also providing ministry to HIV/AIDS orphans. Teen Missions will be the focus of a U.S. network television program.
CBS 48 Hours, which is network television, they produced a one-hour special, and it shows the ministry of Teen Missions. They are going to air that on Saturday, December the 13th, and it's called the Lord's Boot Camp.
Bland hopes more people will get acquainted with their work and catch the vision for HIV/AIDS ministry. Check your local listings when 48 Hours airs in your area. And more Christians are joining the Advent conspiracy. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles.
It was a partnership with Living Water International. So from 2006, with four churches, it was around $300,000 they raised, and then they more than doubled that the next year, and there was over 1,000 churches involved last year. So it's really grown, and I think that the momentum's going to continue to build.
The project's a way to help believers change their spending habits at Christmas, avoiding commercialism, and give the way Christ modeled for us through his gift of himself. Instead of buying a gift, people give the money they save to Living Water International so that desperate communities could have the gift of clean water and much more.
$1 provides clean water for one person for 1 year. Consider the desperate need, and that clean water is the most basic physical need, and that opens the door for a demonstration of the love of Christ and the living water of the gospel.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available the music video, The Lord's Prayer, yours free for the asking. It's a moving high-end production that shows how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Arab Christians, serving as a reminder to us to pray for them as they reach out at Christmas. Get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.